You're listening to SBS News.
Around Australia, there are only about 400 Indigenous doctors. That's less than 0.5% of the workforce. But Indigenous Australians make up 3% of the population, and experts say their underrepresentation in the medical professions is contributing to poorer health outcomes. That's something the University of Newcastle, north of Sydney, is hoping to change. The university runs an intensive entry program for hopeful Indigenous doctors every year, which pairs them with student mentors to successfully start medical school. 18-year-old Montana Shoesmith is one of the prospective students vying for a place in the medical program.
And like having that connection like with a patient and a doctor is so important, especially if like Indigenous Australians being that ostracised group in Australia, having that connection, like cultural connection with your doctor just builds so much trust and like a culturally safe environment to like feel safe talking about what your problem is or like your health issues if you need any advice.
Fellow prospective student, 32-year-old Scott Towers already works in the administrative team at Maitland Hospital, just northwest of Newcastle. He says his work in that role has made him realise how important having Indigenous Australian doctors can be.
The challenge is to make sure all staff are very culturally sensitive, to make sure that all patients of all backgrounds get the appropriate treatment and care. And it's very unique that Aboriginal customs and things like that may be different to the way usual Western medicine is taught. It's very understanding that it's a very community-involved thing, and that given past instances, people might not be so forthcoming to come to a government institute and trust them with their life. So it's very important that we step up and we go, okay, with a little bit of extra cultural knowledge, you know, we can make this a really good experience for everyone.
More than 100 Indigenous doctors have already graduated from the University of Newcastle's medical degree. That's about a quarter of all the Indigenous doctors nationwide from just one university. The Dean of the University's Medical School, Brian Kelly, says the intensive entry program aims to overcome some of the things keeping Indigenous students in regional and remote areas from attending university.
We know there are a number of barriers to not only university entry and further education, but also particularly progressing into medicine. One of the things we've done this year is taken our program out into rural areas, so it's being conducted across a number of locations throughout New South Wales. One of the things that a medical school can do is not only train the next generation of doctors, but also support them to become the leaders themselves, to be shaping and designing the types of medical services for Indigenous people.
Indigenous Australian lives, on average, are 8 years shorter than the lives of their non-Indigenous counterparts. The university's Pro Vice Chancellor of Indigenous Strategy and Leadership, Nathan Towney, says a larger Indigenous workforce is one of the most effective ways to change that.
Having more Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander service providers really does allow a different level of care and a holistic level of care that, you know, is so much better for our people. And so we know that the more Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people we have that are leading medical services, that are providing that health care, they have that understanding of community and have that understanding of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander culture and needs and history and the impact that that has through lived experience. And that's something that non-Indigenous people really can't provide.
Fifth-year medical student Michael McLean is one of the program's student mentors. He completed the same entry program 5 years ago.
I got one of my brothers in and out of jail, and you know, a few people that I used to grow up with that overdose and, you know, drugs and things like that. And I just want to show people that you can make something of yourself. And sometimes it just takes one person to say you can do this, and it can change the course of your life.
Claudia Farhart, SBS News.